I got most of that down too there anyway. Yeah. So. Okay, you had feelers and things.
Yeah, I wound up going to Akron University that first year on with a job program, and I participated in their spring ball. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the service.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a question on down about the service. Let's see, what did you attended Miami, didn't you?
Yeah.
Did you have any particular reason for going there?
Well, I'd already gone to the service. I'd already gone to Akron University just before I went into the service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went to the service in 1943, the spring of 43.
Mm-hmm.
I came out in 1945, but my cousin was there in at Miami of Oxford as a, I think it was either the V-12 or the V-7 program. I've forgotten which one it was.
Mm-hmm.
It was a Navy program, and I had taken a draft of men from Great Lakes, where I was stationed, to Norfolk, Virginia. And on my way back on the train, we stopped in Cincinnati, and I thought I would go up and visit my cousin who was there at Oxford. I'd never been there before.
Yeah.
And I visited with him for about a day on my way back to Great Lakes. And that's when I first saw the Miami campus. And this is when I finally decided at that time that when I got out of the service that I would go to Miami. And that's where I made my decision.
The reason I ask you that, because I almost made a mistake with Coach Hayes. I thought he attended Miami, see, he didn't. He just coached there, and
I was a mistake.
Yeah,
he went to Denison.
Right. Majors and minors in college.
Oh, God, let's see. Actually, I have a major in education. I had minors in business, social studies. I've forgotten what they all are, really.
Yeah,
I know. What the hell are they? They're recorded down there. And I got my master's in administration, I guess it was, with Miami.
Okay, so yes. Okay. You, what year was it you got your master's? Do you remember?
Let's see, I was coaching there then. Must have been 1952, I think.
Okay. Did you get sports in college? Did you play other than football?
Played on the basketball team and the baseball team. Yeah. Yeah, I played. You want some coffee?
No, thank you, sir. I just had some. Let's see, position played.
Well, I played halfback, offensively and defensively in college. Played guard on the basketball team. Pitched and played outfield in the baseball game.
Okay. Let's see, you're graduated from college?
49.
And see your wife's name?
Kathleen.
And year married?
1948.
Okay. Let's see, the next thing, did you have any particular person or thing that influenced you to play football?
You mean originally when I was in high school and so forth?
Yeah, right. When you first started out.
I don't think there was anybody in particular that really influenced me to play. I think I had a desire to compete.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, in those days, these are days of depression, really, or late depression. And of course, there wasn't the activities that we have today. There was a greater premium placed in those days on sports activity. He didn't have many ways to turn.
That's what John said. He said it was just a thing to do. Sports was all they had.
That's right. Yeah. And thank God there was, because so that there wasn't really anybody outside of the fact that it was a competitive, the competitive aspect of it, which I really truly enjoyed.
Mm-hmm. So there really wasn't any particular person or anything like that.
Not at that stage in my life, no. As I played high school football, I always admired the tremendous success that Paul Brown was having at Massillon.
Yeah.
And ultimately, I got the opportunity to play for him. and be under his direction. But at that stage, he was coaching at Maslin, and I was playing in Akron, Ohio. Mm-hmm. We were only admiring at that time the tremendous success that he was having. Mm-hmm. But he didn't have an influence on me playing, you know, at the same time in Akron.
Was there any particular thing that, as far as deciding to coach at Miami, in other words, was there any influence there, or some, who was the person, more or less, or did you apply for the job, or Miami coaching?
Well, when I came out of the service, I went to Miami, and I've been very fortunate. First of all, Sid Gilman at that time was coaching Miami. Mm-hmm. When I was in the service, I had played at Great Lakes for 1 year under Paul Brown, and Blanton Collier at that time was helping him. Mm-hmm. And Weeb Eubanks was helping him at that time. These are names that will crop up later on.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Then I coached, I didn't coach, I played at Miami for Sid Gilman and George Blackburn. Mm-hmm. Then I went to the Cleveland Browns again and played for Paul Brown, again exposed to Blanton Collier. Then I came back to Miami. You see, I was short 6 hours. See, this is like my last year in college playing was 1947. Mm-hmm. And I didn't play in 48. I went to the Cleveland Browns in 48, came back, got my degree in 49, and continued on playing in 49. I got an injury in 49. Mm-hmm. And in 1949, after I got hurt, or in the spring of 1950, I should say, Woody Hayes was coaching at Miami. And John Brickles, who had been with the Cleveland Browns, who had now become the basketball coach at Miami, and this was prior to the time that he became athletic director, I had been exposed to him also at Cleveland when he was coaching there. I came back to Miami and helped out in the spring of 1949 when I was playing, when Woody was coaching. And I came back. Let's see, who left it? I've forgotten how the vacancy occurred. I can't remember who left. Anyway, there was an opening at Miami, and I was trying to make a decision on whether or not my injury I would recover or not, and the doctors advised me that the likelihood of me being able to continue to play was remote, so that I chose the alternative, which was an opportunity to coach at Miami. I was hired in the spring, I believe it was March of 1950, mm-hmm. as a freshman football and freshman basketball coach, and also handled the golf duties. Woody Hayes hired me as a freshman coach, and I believe that John Brickles at that stage was very influential in, at that time, as a basketball coach, in helping that assignment.
Okay.
That's where I started my
career. Right. Then you didn't, your other coaching position, you didn't really coach any place.
Aside from helping in the spring and playing professional football, mm-hmm. but you got to remember at this stage I'd been in the service.
Right, yeah.
And I was older at that time. Mm-hmm. I was, let's see, in 1950. How old was I? 23. This is 50, this is 70, 20 years younger. I must have been 26 years old.
Mm-hmm. What service?
Navy.
Yeah. Woody said something. He was in the Navy here.
Yeah, Woody was in the Navy.
Yeah. Let's see. Did you have any records or anything like that in high school? Oh, no, you wouldn't have a high school record. I was thinking of things like that. How about, well, I can get your college records or things like that if I have a, do you have one of those publicity brochures or?
Barbara?
Then I don't have to.
I don't know if that's in there or not.
Mm-hmm.
I think our let's see. I don't think it's in the biographical sketch. I'm not sure where it is or not. Let's see if I were to find it. Oh, do you have one of those biographical sketches, Barbara? I don't know what's all in that. No.
Did you ever work any other jobs as far as... other than football?
Oh, outside of the service, I worked when I was a kid, I worked at the Firestone Tire and Rubber Company. I worked at the Goodyear Tire and Rubber Company. I worked jobs such as that.
Yeah.
When I came out of the service, I went back to school. I played professional football. And really, other than those jobs.
Okay. Let's see. I got your wife's name. Now your children's name and ages.
Karen, K-A-R-A-N. Kristen. Karen is 20. Let's see, wait a minute. Now, wait a minute, that's not right either. She'll be 20, won't she? She'll be 20 in June. Yeah.
Okay.
Kristen is 18. That's K-R-I-S-T-A-N. And Mike is 15.
Now, let's see, one more thing here.
I don't know. I don't think this has the Miami stuff in there, but here's some Bible.
Well, I can get the Miami brochure and get your Miami.
That's not a brochure. I just have five examples.
Miami's got these little football pamphlets, you know.
Yeah.
The last thing here is the offense and defense you use in Miami. You can remember. Pot copied after you. I think he said he used what you already established, and that was white. Well, he used the wide tackle sits out on defense and he's good.
Well, if memory serves me correctly, I used, back in those days, I'm trying to think now, we used the wide six in the earlier part, and then we went to a 7-1.
Yeah.
We used a 7-diamond.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it was a form of... See if I can remember how we played that. We played three linebackers, but the linebackers, there was one middle linebacker and two linebackers over the ends, and then a five-man line. That's what it was. It was really a 5-3-3, but the linebackers were up over the ends. It was really a 7-diamond.
Yeah.
Two of the seven were linebackers. It was a five-man line, and that's what the hell we played. And we also played the six. We played the wide six, tight six, and the 7-diamond. Wide six, tight six, and 7-diamond.
Was it a wing tee that you used offensively, or you?
No, it wasn't really a wing tee. We used, back in those days, as I recall it now, we used a lot of belly tee. As a matter of fact, much of the stuff, the present wishbone Y, that is being used today, with a fullback over the guard area, only we ran it from a full house backfield. Mm-hmm. We didn't run from that staggered Y. And we'd option off the end. We used a lot of that. And that was our basic attack. We used a lot of belly series, full house belly series.
Yeah, I can remember that even when I started down there. We used a lot of that. Can you think of one game at Miami that you thought was a big game for you or a big win during your time? Maybe the most gratifying, or maybe a big game that you felt like that this is the one I had to win, you know? And like, for instance, John said he felt that the Yale victory was a big game for him because of what it brought national, you know, recognition. Not the Yale victory, Purdue. Victory, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. Purdue victory.
Well, let's see. That's 1951 through 55.
That's generally when, like Woody said, Cincinnati. Cincinnati must have been a rivalry during those years. You know,
Cincinnati was a big rivalry.
Because they were winning there up until, well, I know during Hayes' time, Woody, Cincinnati victories, you know, they were beating Miami for a while, and then we switched around there.
We won. We had a couple of tight games there. I would say offhand that probably we beat Indiana over at Indiana, which was their first Big Ten victory in I don't know how long. You might look that up.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the first.
Yeah, Indiana. I think I remember.
And I think the following year we beat Northwestern.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the significant thing about the Indiana game, if I recall, and if you'll look it up, you'll find that Michigan, in those days, was their heydays, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Michigan had a hell of a football team, and the week before we played Indiana, they had beaten Michigan. Then we played them over there, and we had a real good football team, and we shut them out over at Indiana.
Okay, I think that's good enough. I